News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and Trish is here with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, you know what? What a great day this is going to be.
It absolutely is.
Let me go through my snappy patter here.
Okay.
It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is Thursday, of course, January the 16th already.
Half a month gone.
We've only got 11 and a half months left to do into 2015.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do this year, Trish.
We have a lot of things that need to be accomplished.
I tell you what, what's the weather look like?
Well, the weather, it's 50 degrees in downtown Reading, as we speak. Sunny with a high near 77 today. North to northwest winds around 9 miles an hour, hardly there. Clear with a low around 42 tonight. Sunny with a high near 73 on Friday. On Saturday, 71, and on Sunday, 71. It's not going to cool off anytime soon, and no rain in sight till the end of the month.
77 degrees today.
Another
80-degree day. I mean, I'm wearing, you know what? Are you got your shorts on yet, Bad Bob? No, Bad Bob doesn't have, but Just Bob has his on.
It's cooler in the mornings down in Anderson than it is up here.
Well, you know, they're talking about an inversion in the layers with the way the wind was blowing that in Palo Cedro when it was 50 degrees right here. In Palo Cedro, it was 35 degrees.
When I left the house this morning, 33 degrees. By the time I got here, it was 50.
Wow. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. There you run. You can reach them at 365-3793. They give senior and veterans discounts, and they're locally owned.
Okay, let's go to our market minute. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning 45 points at 16,436. The S&P 500 is down 4 at 1,844, and the NASDAQ is up fractionally at 42.14. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is down 11 cents at $17.03, and Bed Bath & Beyond down $10.06 at $27.51. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is unchanged at $28.10, and Pepsi is down 42 cents at $82.47. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 3.77%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 41 cents at $93.94. Gold is up $2.30 at $1,240.60. And silver is down one penny at $20.11. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because obviously after just listening to Kathy, they know what they're talking about. It's not just reading off what's happening on Wall Street. It's understanding what's happening on Wall Street with stocks and investments, the trades and all of this. And they understand it. Again, 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. Trish, we're going to take our break, but, you know, today I want to talk about, a couple of things. One is that the Benghazi report came out, and it just lays all types of blame out there. And I think it's important that people realize. And this was a bipartisan report when it came out, and so it's highly critical of a number of things that we want to talk about as soon as we get back, including the ambassador. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and then I'm sure we'll have some other things that Trish is mulling right now.
Thinking about.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is your talk radio station.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:15 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark and myself. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, this report on Benghazi came out, and it's laid blame everywhere. And this was a bipartisan report out of the Senate. It was a huge failure in Clinton's,
could have been prevented.
In her State Department. The attack could have been prevented. Military wasn't prepped for it. The intel community who was given a report said there was no danger on that day. And even, in Stevens, the ambassador, they said that he turned down, two chances to extend the Marines there. And so maybe he has a point, but, he has part of the blame too. But the big thing is that they knew, and here's the big thing I think is the lies that occurred when that attack came. It was right before the election, and the White House putting out their talking head said these were demonstrators when it got out of hand to take down the embassy like they did in Cairo, Egypt because of this video. You know, this ridiculous, you know, video. If you ever watched it, it's just, you know, horrendous. But
very few people did. That's the point.
That's it. Yeah.
But you know, Carl, the problem with the whole thing is this report from my point of view, hasn't told us anything that we didn't know right when this happened. And how long ago was that? Almost 2 years ago now?
It was about a year. Yeah, we're working on a year and a half right now.
Exactly.
And this report did not uncover
anything that we didn't know right from the time it happened.
What it said was it took suppositions that people had, and they were, that these things had happened, but they were not validated. They were just, oh, this those crazy right-wing nuts out there.
Yeah. Okay,
you know,
so now they've been validated.
And all. Yeah, it wasn't validated. Now it's come out and said everything you people thought was true.
And what are we talking about on the air? We're talking about Christie, and we're talking about Obamacare, and we're talking about everything. And are they going to do anything whatsoever at all with this report?
Well, that's the other thing too. It says that they identified the leaders of this terrorist attack, and they're still walking around.
Exactly.
Nothing has happened. No formal arrest or
nobody
a request
was fired,
for anything.
Nobody was fired.
Oh, it just was a mistake. Well, it wasn't a mistake. It was a huge series of blunders. They go all the way up to Hillary Clinton. And you can say, oh, well, and what it was Hillary's comment on this, one of the, her will go
what
down in history.
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make now? Well, the difference it makes, Ms. Clinton, is that when you run for president, and you will, is that people need to know that this is the way you handle situations under stress. You just let your ambassador be killed, you do nothing, and then you deny, lie, and just throw up a smoke shield around, as did Obama. Because, remember, they kept saying they sent that woman out to tell everybody, oh, this was just a demonstration, this wasn't
time
a terrorist.
Time and time again, absolutely.
It wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a terrorist attack. And then Romney, in the debate, is hammering Obama with the truth, and that woman, Candy Crowley, or whatever her name is, oh no, he said that, steps in,
yes,
and it gives him here's the ref in a heavyweight prize fight comes over and sucker punches the challenger who's got the champ on the ropes.
But my frustration is that, you know what, we're talking about it right here. I've not seen any major headlines. You'd have thought this would have been right across the front page of every newspaper.
It would have been if Bush had been president, if there had been any Republican president, because they're grooming Clinton for presidency and they want to put this under the table right now.
And that's exactly what they're going to do. And beyond that, what are the Republicans doing? They're not doing anything. They're very busy crafting a budget where they're signing away and kicking the can down the road, and they're not paying any attention to this. They're not going to bring any of this to... We have nobody who cares that's in a position to do anything about it.
Well, the people...
That's the frustration.
That's the only thing is that, you know, you have 2 years. You have in 2016. We have the ability to coalesce people to say we are not going to take this any longer.
Well, you know, the president comes out and says, you know, I can't get anybody to do anything, so I have a pen,
I'm going to do a lot of executive
orders. I'm just going to just do what I want to do. It's pointed out repeatedly what you don't have is the authority to do those kinds of things.
And as it was pointed out repeatedly,
he has done that since he's been in office. He's taken our Constitution, ripped it up in little pieces. It's a bother to him. He doesn't care to live by it. And the only people who can hold him accountable for that are the people that we have elected that are in the Congress, and they choose not to.
Well, and not only the Congress, but our Senate. And Feinstein and Boxer are cheering him on.
Absolutely.
I do see them saying, well, wait a minute, this is against the law. No, you don't see it because it goes on their agenda.
Well, and here's the thing. All of these laws, these millions of, or thousands of laws and executive orders that he has made in the time he's been in office have become law. They're part of the Federal Registry. We, the United States of America, are to be living under these laws forever. And they're unconstitutional. People are going to be paying fines, being held accountable for laws that were enacted during an administration, all of which are unconstitutional, and nobody wants to do anything about it.
And we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back Wish we could take a break from Obama, Obamacare, and his decisions. Hey, what did, what's the UK, what are our friends in the United Kingdom think about, Obama's ability to lead our country in the world when it comes to war and strategy decisions?
You may be
surprised.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Happy New Year from Bastiani Arms. And Bastiani Arms says thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. With a new year here, Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to the knowledgeable firearms specialists, the good guys at Bastiani Arms. They're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 6 days a week. If you got a new firearm for Christmas, now's the time to accessorize it. Maybe take a firearm safety class or hunter's education class. Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience and offers CCW classes and women-only CCW classes. Bastiani Arms has firearms and everything you need for firearms and top-notch customer service. And they appreciate you shopping local. Happy New Year from your friends at Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Redding Christian School. Located just minutes east of Redding, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Redding Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. We'll be here. Good morning. 7:25 in the morning. It's, of course, still January the 16th, 605-4567 is our phone numbers here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great drinks over there. You can buy any type of exotic coffee beans you want, and then walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley are doing great things for our community, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. There is a guy by the name of Sir Hugh Strachan, an expert on the history of war and an advisor to the Brits' strategic leadership there. He is one of the Britain's most senior military advisors, says that Obama is clueless.
About
what he wants to do in the world when it comes to a strategy. He says he's chronically incapable of military strategy and falls far short of his predecessor, George W. Bush, which that right there is scary because I didn't really think that George W. Bush was what you call a Napoleon of the West. But he says that he's both the United States and Great Britain were guilty of total strategic failure in Iraq and Afghanistan, and what Obama's done with the Syrian rebels has left them in a far worse position than they ever were before.
Well, I think the difference, and certainly I noticed it in the difference between the two trips that I took to Europe during the term of this president. The first time I was there was shortly into his tenure, and he, you know, people were kind of impressed with him around the world. They, you know, all this talk about all the things he was going to do, et cetera, et cetera. And they were kind of thinking that the United States had done something special by electing this black person, and we'd, you know, made a step forward. When I was there just last year, last fall, they're laughing at us. I mean, the jokes in the magazines, the headlines in the papers, everything is this guy is clueless. And it's an embarrassment. What was the difference between when George Bush was in office and when Obama's in office is we had the respect of the other countries. We were still considered the superpower. Right now, we're one of the kids on the street. And they have no respect for what's happening in the United States. And they know now that we haven't got their back anymore. Especially our allies. Britain, hey. They know they can't count on us to come to their aid. We can't even take care of ourselves anymore.
Well, he says the dithering over intervention against President Assad has empowered the Syrian ruler, undermined America's military reputation, and destabilized the Middle East, this guy has written. What he's done and what he did in talking about the red lines, you know, if you do this as you're crossing the red line. All that stuff, it was just a bunch of crap. He didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing what he said. And what it did was just it told everybody, including it emboldened Assad, and it made our allies in the area go, oh, no, this is not really happening. He says, at least Bush had a strategic idea of fighting a war on terror, where Obama is stumbling from place to place without a clear, well, any type of clear goal. Well, and look what he's done in Iraq. Iraq right now is sliding back into civil war thanks to President Obama, not to the fact that the plan that had been put into place was removed by Obama. And now what are we doing in Afghanistan? What happens in the next 2 years? What's the plan for Afghanistan if we've spent so much of our blood, of our people, and the wealth of this nation for these? What is Obama doing? You know, he is dithering with that like he does with health care and everything else. He seems to think, he has the hubris to seem to think that if he signs something, that it's going to happen. It isn't.
But the point that people miss, and here Trish goes way far right again and going off into my conspiracy, I don't think I think you're absolutely wrong when you say he doesn't have a plan.
You think his plan is to destroy the United States?
I think his plan is to destroy the United States.
Does he want to bring it down?
We are not better than any place else in the world. We are just a run-of-the-mill country. Who do we think we are that we're so special? We have no exceptionalism. And that's what he said. I mean, listen to the man. Listen to him say it. Who do you think you are? You've done everything wrong, and I'm going to change everything about this country. I think his plan is working beautifully. He's absolutely destroying my country. And that's his goal.
To destroy the United States. So you're saying he's the enemy of the United States?
I believe he is.
Well, a lot of people, 52%, don't believe that.
Well, 48% of us do, and the rest of them are drinking too much Kool-Aid.
I believe that he has made terribly bad decisions because he is not a very bright person. Okay, you can talk, oh, God, you went to Harvard, you went to college. Okay, what's his grades? What are his grades? Show us something from when he was in college. Well, I'm saying this. You can be smart. You can have a incredibly high IQ, but you have on your shoes TGIF. Why? Toes go in first. Because you don't have the common sense and the wherewithal to push it forward. Jay, good morning. You have something to say.
We have met the enemy, and it is us.
Well, we continue to walk down that road. You know, remember, this is the electorate that said, hey, after being told why we shouldn't build the high-speed train to nowhere, went back and voted for it again. You know,
it's so sad.
And you can't blame that on illegals, the high-speed train to nowhere. But then you get into Obama. And I can't help but think that if when this country faces some huge, huge wars in the future, which it is because of his actions right now, that the mainstream media will then go to the next person who's trying to clean up this mess, and especially if it's a Republican, and they will savage them because they too, down deep, many of them believe, that this country is at fault and that this country is on its high horse and needs to be pulled down and brought down to the level of the, you know, of a third world nation.
I do have a question about that. Do you honestly believe this guy is doing it by accident? Because I don't.
Well, I agree, Jay.
I have a high school education. I can make better choices than this.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think his plan is socialism, Fed money. I think he's a Muslim, but a Muslim terrorist, if you will.
I feel like he walked away from a chess game and came back, and all the pieces have been moved.
You know, but I know you're being facetious here. And what you just no, not you, but Trish. But
no,
I think
the man's goal is to bring a different kind of government. He does not believe in our Constitution. He does not believe in our republic form of government. He believes that fiefdom. I mean, obviously, he's this little Hitler sitting up at the top. Like, that's bad choice.
Far you've called the president a Muslim terrorist and Hitler. Okay, let's draw this one back in and let's take a break while I spray Trish off here. Okay, thanks a lot, Jay.
Have a nice day, guys.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are starting to give up on winter and water. Sure hope we see some in the near future. A lot of our friends and neighbors are depending on it. We just got another load of Tractor hydraulic oil in, so if you need a half gallon or a 55 gallon barrel, come on by and let us fill up your cans. Johnny has a few more used kerosene heaters took in on trade, so give him a holler and he'll fix you right up. If you need to spray your deck or fences, we have log and shake oil. If you have a portable heater, we have the Clear Pearl ready to go also. Gary's been filling 5-gallon propane bottles. We just got a batch of new ones in. This February, 6th, 7th, and 8th is the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Be sure to put it on your calendar, free to the public. Lots to see. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Thursday morning, January the 16th. 735-605-4567 is our phone number.
Why are you looking at me and laughing?
And the combination to your safe is...
Oh. Yeah, and hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. That's right, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. I can't say enough about them, except it's just your neighbors making great deals for you down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Very, very large selection of any type of car, truck, or SUV you want. New, previously owned, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. Redding Crown Motors, why go anywhere when you can get such a great deal right here at Redding Crown Motors? Have an announcement to make here. That's happening. I'm punching this up every day because I think it's going to be interesting. At the Pilgrim, listen up, Pilgrim, and listen tight. The Pilgrim Congregational Church is having a forum on guns and their place in society. It's going to be Saturday, January 25th at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Foothill Boulevard. It's going to begin at 12:30. Bruce Ross will moderate it. I wonder what Bruce thinks about guns. Oh, well. The panelists will include Patrick Jones, member of City Council, and gun aficionado and gun store owner. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko, Donnell Ewart of the County's Health and Human Services Agency, and Amanda Wilcox from the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. The public is invited to the forum. You may carry that day. What is being sponsored? It's being sponsored by the group Shasta County Citizens for Democracy and the Shasta-Tehama Trinity County Chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. Questions will be taken from the audience. That's going to be the 25th, a week from this Saturday. Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm thinking about going. Anyway. Okay, Trish.
Yes.
Okay, now that we've calmed down a little bit, now we're into our cycle with our guest here.
Amy, Riverfront Playhouse.
Amy Overbay. That's right.
K.
I know it said K. I just looking.
Amy. K-A-Y.
K Overbay.
Well, two of the three letters were right.
And Bob. You know what? For somebody that can't hear.
Totally out of control.
Bob Corlock. They're here to talk about Two Across, a comedy of crosswords and romance. It's going on at the, starting January 18th. It's going to February 15th at the Riverfront Playhouse. And good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
And you're the director of this.
I am the director of this.
Can you tell us a little bit about the play?
The play is set in a BART car in San Francisco. It is traveling from the San Francisco airport to the East Bay early in the morning. There are two strangers that meet on the car. They don't have much in common other than they're both working the New York Times crossword. By the end of the line, they come to kind of solve each other's problems and work things out in their life. It's a very fun romance comedy.
Okay. So you have a man and woman, late 40s to middle 50s. So you really, so you've got such an old guy.
I knew that was coming up.
A lot of makeup there.
Yeah, lots of makeup.
How long do you have to be in makeup there, Bob?
I put it on with a spatula, you know, just kind of. I do make up a little bit, because I'm not quite middle 50s yet.
You can't remember middle 50s. Okay. But he wants to win. He wants to finish this crossword. And
yes.
It's a metaphor for life.
Yes. Well, she is, she challenges him to finish this crossword because, he really finds it to be kind of a pain because it is pretty difficult. Do you do crosswords, Trish?
No.
No? Oh. Well, then you wouldn't appreciate how tough those New York Times crosswords are.
That's why I don't do them because you have to work your way up. You have to do them on a regular basis. And when I did, but once you quit, you can't do them.
Right. Well,
you have to get in a rhythm of crosswords because
yes.
There's certain words they use.
Yes.
There's always these certain, clues that they put in there in all of these. And then, so once you get into that rhythm and then you just, and there's a lot of people that it's just as soon as they see the first few words, boom,
you know,
of the definition.
Yeah, well, the New York Times, they get awfully obscure.
Yeah, they
really
obscure. They absolutely do, and that's why they have crossword puzzle dictionaries.
There you go.
Yeah.
So,
and on the iPhone, you can look up.
So how long have you been getting ready for this, for the play here, Kay?
Couple of years ago, we looked at this play, And last year when the Riverfront was deciding their season, I decided that this would be good play. This is the first time I have directed. It's a two-person play, and I felt that it's something I could handle. So it's been – I've been planning for probably a year. Last summer, I was able to contact BART, and I actually got some BART seats from the Bay Area that are on the set. So it's, we have original
it's the whole
BART
thing,
seats.
Is the whole thing is set in this BART
car? We don't, I mean, if you're
and
familiar.
And it's just two people in it.
Two people.
If you're familiar with the Riverfront stage, I mean, we work within the confines of the outlines of the car, of the train car. So we don't even use the whole stage. So it's a character-driven romantic comedy. There's not a lot of, big movements or anything like that. There's no scene changes. We carry our props on stage with us. There's no costume changes or anything like that. It's a really kind of a fast-paced, straightforward play that is character-driven. And, there's two people in the cast, and it's a good pace.
Who plays the woman role?
That's Lisa Murphy Collins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got a lot of,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Collins, Lisa Collins.
Yeah, yes. Lisa Collins. Yeah, she's got.
She's good. She is so.
Sounds fascinating.
It is.
You must come see it.
I okay, absolutely now, plan on.
We
it.
Actually have tickets for this, and we're going to be giving away some tickets right here, right now, 605-4567, and you can get a couple of tickets to this comedy, and it's going to be on our media night. We'll have some of our people here from KCNR will be there.
I'll be there.
It's well, you're from a different station.
I'll be there,
and you'll be there. Well, and let's hope there's more than just the two of you. It's going to be Wednesday, January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We have two tickets here for the person to call, 605-4567. And you can go and just have a great time. Bob Corlock is a wonderful actor, as is Lisa Collins. I can't think of two people that can interact like this. And you picked two really good ones. And,
yes.
Bob, we're getting a couple of calls. Give the next people calling also a set of tickets, too. We'll give out these until, we'll have them all given out. People have been calling about it. I think it was after Bob mentioned there was going to be nudity in the show, too. Which act is that in?
Well, that's in Act 3.
Act 3. Yeah. Of a two-act play. Right?
Yes, right.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and how do they get a hold of you? How do they get tickets here?
CascadeTheater.org, or at the Cascade Theater box office. I think the number is 243-8877. If memory serves.
If memory serves.
Yeah,
huh?
And I hope it does.
Well, your memory, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
can you remember what you had for breakfast?
I'm still drinking
breakfast.
We should tell them where the Riverfront is located.
Okay, where's Riverfront?
It's on East Cypress. 1620 Cypress in the industrial
right behind
buildings.
Jones Fort.
Right.
Yes.
That's just tell me.
Okay.
Jones
right,
Fort.
Right in that area. Yes. And on show nights, we put a sandwich board out on the sidewalk, and so on the north side of the street. So you just watch for that. And okay, there's your turn and pull in there and
a very unlikely spot for a theater, but once we know where it is, it's easy to find.
Right. And if you haven't been to the theater for a while, or maybe you've never been, I'm always running into people at the show to say, gee, I didn't know this was here, or gee, this is the first time I've been here, this was really good. This would be a good play to do it, because it is fast, it's fast-paced,
true professionals up on the stage,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
And
they know
what they're doing, even if they forget their lines, which is, you know, which of course would never happen. They are so good, you would never know it.
That's right.
That's the point.
That's the point.
If you forget, cover it up so, you know.
You just keep on talking.
No one knows.
And, Steve.
Because we don't hand out scripts to people in the audience that's sitting there reading it.
And for the people calling, Steve, you have your tickets. And Ken, yes, you can have three. That comes out just right. Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. And thank you two for coming in and talking about Two Across, a comedy of crosswords and romance. It's going to be starting January the 18th to February 15th at the Riverfront Playhouse. And we are giving away tickets for the 22nd. We've already given away five this morning. We'll give away some more before the beginning of it. And you can have a great time. You can buy the tickets online at CascadeTheater.org.
And that's T-R-E, Theatra.
Theatra. Yeah. And or the Cascade Theater. You can call them at 243-8877.
Right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're
going to
take a quick break.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR. Freedom.
Welcome back, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Before we
Free
move
Fire
on,
Radio, KCNR 1460. Yes.
Before we move on, let's just say one more word about Riverfront Playhouse. He made a statement that I constantly run into people who are unaware that Riverfront Playhouse is there, and it is such a jewel in our community that we have such great actors and actresses and professional people. If you've not attended one of those presentations, you really need to. It's one of those little, almost like being off Broadway kind of little things that's taking place here on a regular basis, and there's still a lot of people that really are unaware or unfamiliar with the fact that Riverfront Playhouse is here.
Well, you know what? The first, because I was looking at that sign over there on Pine Street.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, so I went over there thinking that's where it was, not realizing that. That was before they tore down the building, of course.
Yes.
That's
the goal.
But you're right. Well, that's it. Now they're supposed to be building here soon. So,
well, we certainly hope that the community comes together.
Was a lot of money given to the, was a lot of money donated to the riverfront from the city for that?
I don't think
I mean,
we should have talked to them about that while they were here.
No, I don't really know if they knew though.
Well, probably not. But, yeah. But maybe, you know, that might be a good program to get somebody on to talk about where they're at in this process.
That's right.
I mean, they got the location, and how close are they to actually making it a reality?
Uh-huh. Anyway, hey, Tom Basenko's going to run on the post.
That's what I heard.
Aaron Moretti.
Well, unless somebody else comes up.
Moretti has dropped out, citing lack of funds and support. He's a good man. He's been on before. He's got some good ideas. I would hope that Tom would talk to him, because he does have good ideas, and that Tom incorporates it in there. You know, and as much as we like Tom and all that, somebody running against him, like, right now, Dave Kehoe is up for office.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to run again, but nobody has thrown their hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Les
Baugh is up for office, but Schaefer is running against him.
Yeah, and Les will be in today, and we can talk to Les. But, you know, the good reason is that when people are running, and they've got some kind of somebody running against them, they then have to come out and say what they believe in. And I'm not saying that they're not supportive. I'm not saying they're not doing a good job, first of all. Let me just say that. But at least then they have to come out and explain why they make decisions. And if nobody's running against them, you can ask them the questions theoretically they don't have to go on any type of radio show or TV show, or they don't have to talk to the paper. I mean, they don't have to. And so how do you know what caused you to make this decision about this? Even if you agree with it, but what led you to that decision?
Well, and it goes right back to what we were talking about earlier, and I mean, we can rant and rave about the people in office, but it comes back down to what Jay said, it's us.
It's us.
We put these people in office from the local judges right up to the President of the United States, and then we walk away and we don't hold them accountable.
Well,
and we don't, because if you've got somebody in office who runs unopposed repeatedly, he's either doing an absolutely fantastic job or we just aren't paying attention.
Well, if
they don't have to account for themselves, that's our opportunity. Every 2 years, every 4 years, whenever their term is up, we really need to find out what have they done. Do you know what they've been doing? There's no opportunity challenge.
Dave Kehoe told me, he said he can't, he wants to come on the show, and we're going to set up, of course, a time for him. Les Baugh is going to be on today. We're going to get all the supervisors on and talk about it. They've all been on, with just one exception, we get Larry Lees on in a regular time. We get all the city council on. And where they can explain, where did you come up with on this one? And believe it or not, some of the things the paper says aren't exactly true. The rhetoric of the paper isn't exactly what they were saying. So,
quite often when you attend a meeting and then you read about it in the paper, you wonder what meeting they were at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, we're gonna take a break, get back online here. I see a lot of things here in the chat room that were written thanks to Trisha's, rant.
Rant?
Let me see, blaming a YouTube video has more to do with attacking the First Amendment. That's a good point. Anything else, social media is destroying the globalist. If anything, social media is destroying the globalist agenda, and it must be silenced. There is a reason the mainstream media has had its credibility destroyed. It's people on YouTube and other social media outlets who come out and say things. Where before you had the three channels, that would, anything they said. I mean, you had no other source. And now you have thousands of sources. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we are one of those thousands of sources. Listen to us. We never tell untruths.
This is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the entire northern state of California. And not only that, they are the North State's nutrition experts. In-store deli, buy foods in bulk. You have organic foods, raw foods, non-GMO foods, you know, all of this stuff they have at Orchard Nutrition. Plus, they give classes on how to stay healthy and how to have a healthy diet. And Amazing Foods for Life, this fabulous gluten-free mix and company that started through the auspices of the people from Orchard Nutrition, which is sweeping throughout California, and I think it's getting ready to sweep through the United States. Outstanding, outstanding taste in gluten-free recipes and mixes that you can just fix for your family, and it only takes like 15 minutes, and you have a healthy, nutritious buns, muffins, and other types of food for your family. Okay, Trish, we only got a couple minutes left. You have anybody else you want to whack?
No.
While you're here?
No.
Anybody else you want to, you want to accuse of terrorism? Or?
No, I think I handled that. I will just close off that I do get frustrated because I don't like the direction that our country's taking. I certainly don't like the direction this administration is taking us, and I'm very frustrated by the fact that I know on a personal level a lot of people agree with me. And yet we don't seem to have any kind of national movement, that has any teeth in it, anybody that we've elected who wants to make an issue out of these things. I don't understand why the people as Mr. LaMalfa that we've sent back there represent us. Why doesn't he challenge the president at least? I mean, you know, in a letter back home saying what he's proposing to do is unconstitutional because he does it on a daily basis. A lot of people do bring it to light, but the people who can do something about it, i.e. the House of Representatives, who can bring him up on charges and say, you have no authority constitutionally to do that, they don't do anything. And they're the only ones that can.
It makes you wonder about that. And the, passing budgets, cutting the benefits that are already existing for disabled veterans. Cutting that one.
And Mr. LaMalfa at the same time, voted for that.
He did. And at the same time, as Doug said, he said to me, he says, this one was going to raise a great deal of consternation, and we knew that, but we had to do this to be able to cut back on salaries of federal workers. He said, but we know we can fix this because it has. They're already addressing it because it's caused so much consternation. I think there was a trade there with the thought that it was going to be something that was going to be changed immediately.
But if the Republicans would stick together and vote as a block and stop attacking each other and start attacking the Democrats, they're in control of the House. They're in control of the budget strings. They're in control of the funding for things. If they would vote against it, it wouldn't happen.
And we'll be right back after the news with our county supervisor, Les Ball. We're going to talk about, you know, Les is up for re-election. We're going to talk about what he wants to accomplish this year and during the and with the in the county when it comes to public safety and water and the new jail and everything else. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott and Chris Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Air Force says 34 nuclear missile launch officers have been implicated in a cheating scandal and have been stripped of their certification in what is believed to be the largest such breach of integrity in the nuclear force.
There is nothing more important to the nation than the integrity and the trustworthiness of the people who defend it, and that anyone who doesn't understand that should find another line of work.
That's Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welch, who says there's simply no excuse for cheating. This is the latest controversy involving the service members who maintain and operate the nation's 450 nuclear missiles. Police in Elkhart, Indiana, meanwhile, investigating why a man armed with a gun and a knife walked into a grocery store, shot and killed two women last night. Indiana State Police Sergeant Trent Smith says authorities found weapons after the suspect was killed. He spoke to WSBT-TV.
We found a handgun at the store. And we also found a large knife. Both of those were recovered near the suspect.
Police say one woman was an employee, the other was a customer in the store. U.S. consumer prices rose last month by the most since June, driven higher by gasoline prices. A closer look from SRN's Jeremy House, who says that it's a trend that may not continue depending on the volatility of the energy sector.
The Labor Department says the consumer price index increased a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in December, following a flat reading the month before. As for the past year, prices went up 1.5%. That was down from 1.7% in 2012 and was also below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Gas prices jumped 3.1% in December, while food prices ticked up 0.1%.
After 2 days of solid gains, stocks opened lower this morning. Shares in Best Buy fell about 30% in the opening minutes. The Dow is down 91 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You are not ready for motherhood. Focus on a Family calls Gimme Shelter a deeply moving and meaningful film that celebrates the dignity of life.
Don't make your child suffer because you're suffering.
Authentically powerful.
I opened the shelter for teenage pregnant girls.
Gimme Shelter is an inspiring true story that captures your heart.
It's crazy. You can live with strangers and feel like your family.
Gimme Shelter, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, in theaters January 24th.
Vice President Biden addressed the North American International Auto Show in Detroit today, touting the success of U.S. automakers.
You're producing the best product in the world. It's safer. It's more stylish. It's more economical. It's more fuel efficient. It's more powerful. And you're just getting started.
Biden tried to relate to the crowd, noting that he himself is a car junkie, one who clearly remembers the day his father gave him a 67 Corvette.
There's a brand new 1967 327 350 Goodwood Green two-top convertible waiting there for as a wedding gift. Well, I still have it.
Vice President says U.S. automakers are leading a major resurgence of the industry. President Obama and wife greeting leaders from more than 100 colleges and universities today, plus 40 nonprofit and other groups. The White House, they want them to promise to take action to help more low-income students attend college. This is SRN News. California Congressman Buck McKeon, the powerful chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, will not seek re-election in 2014, according to a number of sources.
McKeon is departing from the Southern California seat he was elected to in 1992. Since then, he's won re-election by comfortable margins. He became chairman of the House Armed Services Committee in 2011 after Republicans regained control of the House. His retirement comes as little surprise. Republicans on Capitol Hill and California have been buzzing about the possibility for months. It sets the stage for a potentially competitive general election. Former State Senator Tony Strickland and State Senator Steve Knight have already made clear that they plan to run for the seat in the event of his retirement. Bernie Bennett, SRN News, Washington.
Medicare's chief cybersecurity official testifying before Congress today about problems with the Obamacare website. Teresa Fryer says that she would now recommend full operational and security certification for healthcare.gov. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and I have Trish Clark here, as she is every Thursday.
Good morning.
Every Thursday morning.
This is
Carl and Trish on Thursdays. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's, of course, January the 16th, 2014, and let's start off our show, as we do every morning at this time, with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading lower 102 points at 16,379. The S&P 500 is down 6 at 1842, and the NASDAQ is down 9 at 4,205. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is down 13 cents at $17.02, and Citigroup down $2.13 at $52.86. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 19 cents at $19.04, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 4 cents at $40.47. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.85%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 38 cents at $93.97. Gold is up $4.20 at $1,242.50, and silver is up 2 cents at $20.15. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 705, 805, and 905 right here on KCNR. And the you can give them a call at 243-7561. Because they are your neighbors. They know what's going on. You can just listen to Kathy and you know that they've got their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street. Give them a call to talk about investments, talk about what's happening in Wall Street, just, you know, to talk to them about what are the things that they should be looking for. 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive to their offices. Let's go to the phones. Terry, you got a quick one here for something that's going on, right?
I do. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing
fine. Good morning, Terry.
Busy, busy morning.
Anyway, yes, it's for the state of Jefferson. It's the Shasta County Town Hall. And we'll be having that at the VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. Are you there?
I am. We're listening.
Okay. This phone is a little odd. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's 3210 West Center Street. And our keynote speaker will be Mark Baird. We'll be having Pat Kramer from Pat Kramer Insurance briefly speak on some of the effects that have happened with CARB and all these different laws that are being passed in California. R.J. Smith of Solid Rock Construction. Our supervisor, Bill Chappelle, will talk about tourism. Kayla Brown and Robert Smith will be on a panel. And that's the most important thing. We're going to have a panel there. We expect a lot of people. Starts at 6 o'clock. And the question and answer should be great because that really is the keynote to all this. There will be a lot of people there who can answer anyone's question, no matter what it is, about the great state of Jefferson.
Okay.
VFW Hall and Anderson?
We went ahead and put an invitation out to them. And as I told you, Carl, we had three events this last weekend where we talked to over 1,200 people. And in Glenn County, all four of the five supervisors came to two of those events in Glenn County, which was nice. It's nice to show that our public officials that we elect show up for things that people want them to take a look at, and it was fabulous. And then in Butte County on Friday night, we had three of the Board of Supervisors come. So we've invited all ours, and would like them to come out and ask us some questions.
Okay, that's going to be at the VFW in Anderson?
Yes, sir, 3210 West Center Street, 6 o'clock Saturday night. It's going to be really great. If you have questions, and again, I'd like to invite all your Board of Supervisors. Again, we have calls in to you and everything else. Come on out and hear what we have to say. That's all we're asking.
Okay. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too.
What's
the weather look like?
Well, in Redding, it's about 50 degrees right now. We're looking for a sunny with a high near 77 today. Sunny with a high near 73 on Friday, 71 on Saturday. Only going to get down in the about 40 in the evenings. No rain in sight.
No
rain
in sight.
Clearly end of month.
You know, this is bad. This is bad.
Got the sprinklers turned back on. This is not a good thing.
And you know what? It's not going to get any better.
No, it isn't.
At least not in the near future, I don't think.
The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
So, Trish, how long have you had that Sleep Number bed?
I've had my Sleep Number bed for 20 years.
20 years, and you've never had a problem with it?
I've never had a problem with it, and I absolutely swear by it. You know, it's adjustable. You can change it according to how your body feels, and you get that number. And
what's your number?
My number is around 50, 55.
Oh.
Sometimes down to 45 if you've been working in the yard a lot and you're a little... We've talked about that.
Yeah, I know. My number's 35. I know. I'm just, you know, I'm sore everywhere all the time. But you know what? The best thing about it is that the Sleep Number beds have been clinically proven to improve sleep quality and to relieve back pain. So that's, you know, that's great. It's made in America, guaranteed. And right now, the Sleep Number beds at our local store here in the Target Shopping Center, Queen Mattresses are starting at just $6.99. That's a great price.
That's a great price.
And this is the final days of the lowest prices of the season sale. Save up to $800 on the newest innovation beds, plus for 5 days only with special financing until January 2017 on select Sleep Number beds with approved credit. That ends next Monday. So you need to see the store for details and go down and talk to them. And the store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there to the professionals at Sleep Number. I can't say enough about it. It works. I mean, this, you know, people say, does it, you know, people come up to me and say, okay, Sleep Number, does it really work? Well, yeah.
It absolutely does.
It absolutely works.
Peaceful, restful sleep. You lay down, you go to sleep, you don't even toss and turn.
You know, you could spend half your life in bed. And if you're going to be in there, you might as well be someplace where you're comfortable. Sleep Number. All right. Our guest is Supervisor Les Baugh, and he's in the studio. Hello, Les.
Good morning.
Okay. So everybody take a deep breath, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what's happening in Les's domain and what he believes is going to be going on here in Shasta County.
Was 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.nu.
The thing I look forward to most is hearing what people have to say, the questions and the answers. There's a lot to tell there, isn't there?
I think so. I think a lot of the questions have to be, but let's go back really to the main reason I think why this is getting so much attention and traction is that people believe they're not being represented down in Sacramento. That we have one vote for 8 counties up here, and Los Angeles County has 43. And I think the problem is that people, and we've had young people in here in their 20s that are concerned.
I think that's the telling point.
And that's the telling point. Yeah, they're 20s, early 30s, that they believe that we don't have a true representation because of numbers.
Well, and I haven't been shy about that either, Carl. I've been on your show many times. We we struggle with the state of California. We pay our bills. We balance our budgets. As you know, Trish, when you're 16 years, we're there. And then the state reaches into your back pocket and they take the finances.
Well,
it's
I think
a struggle.
They
overregulate.
People don't understand.
Yeah.
Is that the Board of Supervisors, unlike city councils, has far less control over the decisions we make. We are an arm of the state. That's how the state of California is set up. Isn't a lot beyond that the Board of Supervisors can do. They get the money, but they get it for certain things.
Yeah. Right. A lot of pass-through. 300 million pass-through plus.
I mean, how much do you have, that y'all can spend?
Discretionary that you actually control.
Well, you know, the overall budget's 400 million, but about 80 million is where we are at and what we can spend. And as you guys know, most of that is already assigned to public safety. We have minimum mandates we have to reach, and the biggest part of our budget, government exists for the safety of the people. That's where the money goes.
As it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, what would you say your first what's your first priority?
Well, you've heard me say it many times on this radio station. Public safety. That's public safety, and then there's public safety. Everything else we must do. We have to do it well. We have to manage our resources. But if we don't feel safe in our homes, then what's left? What was the first thing developed as we came across the United States from the East Coast? The marshal, the sheriff. That was the first public official.
Well, I think
still where we're at.
I think that's what the Constitution says. It's something about, you know, you protect your borders, you protect the people. I don't see anything in there about a lot of the stuff that's happened.
Healthcare? You don't see anything about that?
Healthcare. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Our guest is, Les Baugh, county supervisor, up for re-election this year. And, we talked about his first priority. We've talked about, the state of Jefferson. You're going to be at the, meeting then on this Saturday.
I am. Looking forward to it.
Well, you know what?
I want to hear it.
You have to. This is the way I feel. I think every one of our supervisors, no matter how you feel, you need to be there at least to see what people are talking about, because it's getting too much. It's getting way too much traction for y'all not to be there, in my opinion. And it doesn't mean you have to agree with it, but at least you need to hear what's happening. And of course, my opinion. We've talked about that. We talked about the first priority in Les's mind is public safety. And I want to talk about that because Tom Basenko said yesterday that he's working with you on something, a project. And I want to talk about that when we get back.
You bet.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's going to be on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be right back. This is your talk radio station.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Haleakala Walnut Shelling, Curtis and Elizabeth Wisehon, Florence Hungerford, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Bar in Mudford, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Martin and his people came in and put in a tankless water heater for us, so we have hot water all the time now. I can't say enough about it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. Les Baugh, supervisor, Shasta County supervisor, is our guest. And Sheriff Pasenko mentioned something about a lot of money coming in. You're finding money to bring in more deputies.
Now, you have to know one thing. Every time Tom sees me, in fact, he's already texted me twice this morning saying, remember the budget. Tom is always looking for more money in the sheriff's department, and rightfully so.
And that hasn't changed over the history of the county.
It really hasn't. You know, when the recession hit in 2009, we cut back everything. It was necessary to cut back public safety along with everything. If you don't have enough money to turn the lights on, you turn a few lamps off, right? Tom's area was cut. The promise that was made to the public safety unit was, as the pendulum swung back in the other direction, we would restore public safety cuts. And I have taken a position of reminding us that we need to do that. Last year, I put out a position paper that said that I want to put back 10 deputies over the next two fiscal years. And Tom is right. About $100,000 a deputy, but there are other costs. You have got a vehicle, you've got accessory costs, you've got bookkeeping costs, you've got all kinds of stuff. It's a $1.3 million minimum. I think it's doable. And, in fact, during the next 30 days, I won't disclose where yet, but we hope to make an announcement for at least maybe one deputy in that direction. And that's how you do it, one at a time, isn't it? You find a few dollars here, a few dollars there. This comes from, and this is the reason I mentioned it a few months ago, we have a huge challenge in Shasta County industry, medical marijuana in our neighborhoods. It's devastating our community, our homes, our neighbors. It's literally scaring people, frightening them. They're afraid to go outside. They feel like they need to carry a gun. We have to tackle the problem. Public safety on the street is one of those ways of tackling that.
Carrying a gun isn't a bad idea either.
Well, it's not a bad idea at all. I think Tom would advocate that. He's been very supportive in issuing concealed carry permits.
He's up to, like, we're close to 6,000.
Yeah.
And he's doing a good job of controlling that so that the people who get them are qualified, and I'm very appreciative of that stance that Tom has taken in the community.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, when we look at it is, you know, public safety, is, when you have a response time of 2 hours, it just doesn't give a lot of confidence to people. And, well, and even though that if it's something very aggressive out there, then, you know, then they call in from all different groups. But still, the idea of bringing in 10 more deputies, and even then, that still leaves him short like 20.
And the reality is you live in Shasta County. You have a vast land mass.
Oh, man.
And you are never gonna have a deputy on your doorstep 24/7. Not gonna happen, and anybody moving here from the more populated areas coming up here and understanding that there's only, they go crazy when they find out how few deputies there are at night especially. The reality is we could add 10 more, and that's not gonna change dramatically.
No, it's not.
It's just too huge a county. Yeah.
Well, I would like to think that, and I realize there's only so much discretion money out there. I think it's like 12%. I think I heard that number once.
Well, I don't think it's 12%. Not even that. 6% maybe.
Okay. And then we have the jail we had to open up, which leads us to the next part. The new, medium security.
Rehabilitation.
Great.
Right. You know, right this moment, Tom Pasenko probably just got off a plane in Los Angeles. We will find out today or tomorrow at the very least, if they choose to announce tomorrow, if we've made the final hurdle. Preliminary, we've been given $20 million toward that. It's a $22 million project, 64 beds, 2 units, 1 male, 1 female unit. It will make all the difference in the world. Some training, rehab, day reporting center there, It will take the edge off of the cap Shasta County Jail. It's a step in the right direction, but today's the final answer.
Well, that's good. You know, and plus you have money, y'all can find money then to run it. The one thing is building it. I mean, you can get funds to do that, but it's going to take, what, $2 million a year to run it?
It is, and I can tell you in advance, I'll predict a 5-0 in favor vote of the annual maintenance to run it.
We've got a caller. I'm looking at the time, but you know what? We'll just take, Mark, good morning. Do you have a question for Les Ball?
Yes, I do. Supervisor Baugh, good morning. Two things. Number one, I don't know if Sheriff Basinko has a reserve program, but that's a great way to supplement deputies. They do that in Siskiyou County and several other counties. In fact, I'm a reserve deputy in Siskiyou County. Very rewarding work, much like a volunteer fireman. You have to go through all the training. It's not a giveaway, but it's an opportunity for ordinary people to step up to the plate and take responsibility for their community. And then my second half of this is I'd like to invite you personally to come to the 18th event in Anderson and hear what the state of Jefferson is all about and what our plan is.
Is this Mark Baird?
Yes.
Mark, I would look forward to meeting you, and you probably missed the earlier part of the program. I've already been invited by, I'll just put it this way, many of the constituents of Shasta County and District 5 in particular, and I've already got it on my calendar.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's an official RSVP, I believe.
Yeah, you got it over the air, Mark.
So at least you have, no, we're going to have at least one supervisor there.
I think you have two there. You have one on your panel.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Let's take a quick break here and come back. We've talked about the jail, and we've talked, the jail.
Well, let's answer Mark's question on the way.
Oh.
You know, the reserve program. I don't know what Tom is thinking there. I will pass it on. We have literally daily contact. I'll pass the
Tom has addressed that before. The reserve program, he's for that. But, you know, it's at various levels. You know, you've got, you know, that you can have some people because of litigation and liabilities, they have to go through a certain amount of training. I think you can have reserve deputies that do different things at different levels, including going through a lot of the training and being able to do ride-alongs and actually, you know, do patrols.
I'll say we have an extensive neighborhood watch in Shasta County, located in all of the outlying areas, and I've always been supportive of that.
And citizen patrol.
Yes. Oh, pardon me. Citizen patrol. Well, thank you. That was the word I was looking for, Trish. Thank you.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back. Thanks a lot. Supervisor Les Ball is with us. Trish Clark is my guest today. It's Thursday, and it's Carl and Trish today. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. We'll be right back after these messages. You know,
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Of course, Trish Clark is here with me today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Last.
Stronghold.
Best man. Man's last stronghold. Thank you very much. When I get one word out, I'm lost at that point. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens. Les Baugh is our guest. Les, you know, I got a phone call from a friend the other day. We were talking about something else, but he's a well driller. And they're out at Churn Creek Bottom. And people on wells out there, the houses built in the 70s, they're having to drill because their wells are going dry. Water is going, I mean, water, and we're getting ready to have a show next Thursday with some people from UC Davis who've written this great, great article about the future of water in California.
Well, recognize Churn Creek Bottom sits over the top of the Redding Area Water District's biggest area.
Aquifer, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest aquifer. That's
you've got Shasta Lake underground, literally.
Well, yeah. But they're, yeah. Well, they drilled down. They hit water, but it was about over 100 feet. But
recognizing that, again, that their wells are probably at 30 feet or thereabouts, which are pretty shallow wells.
But still, I mean, this is the first time it's happened. And yes. What do we got going on with the county and water?
Well, you know, my in-laws live next to the river off of Riverland in South Shasta County, and their original well was about 30, 40 feet. They're down deeper. They did it just to make sure they would never have that up-and-down challenge that comes with a drought cycle. I'm not surprised that they're drilling deeper. It doesn't mean there's not water. There's literally Lake Shasta underneath the ground there. Water in Shasta County, though, we're facing a drought. I believe that the governor will soon have a drought declaration, which means that there'll be a determination on what the allocations are. At least all of the water districts, the county, the cities will know where they stand on water. Even some with rights, water rights, I think will have allocations depending on what happens here. If it doesn't rain, we're all in the same basin, aren't we here?
Well, I think things are going to be bad. I think that already that we're preparing for the fire season, already calling people. We've already had 200-acre fires. What's the county? What can the county do about this? Is there a time? I know down in the Sacramento area, they're putting restrictions on people already on how much they can water and these things. Do you see that happening up here?
The county is a very small player in the water world. We have a few areas that we supply. What we can do is we can try to receive our water to take care of the customers we're responsible for from other sources, and we're already working on that. In terms of telling the city of Redding or the city of Anderson that they must make decisions that we say they should for their citizens, no, they'll make their own decisions. City of Anderson will make their decisions. City of Redding will make their decisions. Shasta Lake as well.
Okay.
And the water districts as well. They'll cover it. They don't have the water to deliver to the client. The customer on the end, they will make decisions as to cut back. Bella Vista, I think years ago, they issued about 15-20% request.
Yeah. I think the role that the county can and should play, however, is to be an advocate, certainly at the state level and the federal level, about the control of the water and the issues, because we can talk about local water issues and talk about whether we can water our yards. This is going to get way bigger than that. And the run for Northern California water is going to become huge again in the state. And as a county supervisor, we need always to be at the table in any of these discussions protecting the future of this area.
Are we at the table?
Absolutely. And I think what Trish is talking about is the Bay Delta challenge. The state of California literally wants to take a water right and say that the only right we have is by contract, that there are no inherent water rights at all, so that they can then move more Northern California water down south. So here's the way I look at it. You've got some great big tunnels that are possibly going to go in. We had the Bay Delta folks stand before us and tell us that not a drop extra of Northern California water is going to be used for those tunnels. Now, everybody in Shasta County that believes that, raise their hands at the same time. I don't think anybody believes that. Well, I said I didn't believe a word he said.
And I sat through meetings where I had people continually tell me that all of the water from the state of California comes out of the Bay Delta. And I would stand up and say, excuse me, you're missing the location of the water. It isn't even on your map.
That's
the water
right.
comes way above the Bay Delta. It goes through the Delta.
Well, you got
half the world still believes they get their water from the Delta.
Most of the assembly hasn't been north of Sacramento, so they probably right. believe that. So we need a seat at the table for that. But again, this is we go right back into the number of people we have representing. When it gets right down to it, you've got 47 representatives from L.A.
That's why the county supervisors need to be a part of it.
And you've got one from here. So we've got to, having our people on there fighting it.
And the county's been very proactive. We have so far pushed back that state desire to take water. And I don't say we, Shasta County. We collectively, the Northern California counties, RCRC has played a major role in that. The Rural Counties Organization banding together 33 Northern California counties, rural counties rather. And we've been successful up until now. Water, as you know, is the gold of today. It will continue to be a fight. Everyone wants Northern California water. They could care less whether we have to drill our well 600 feet or 100 feet.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people are going to be on next Thursday, a week from today, in fact. One of the things they said is there's going to be species that are going to die out.
Well, as long as it's not the humans, I'm not real concerned about that.
And you know what? And these guys are pretty level-headed. They said, you got to figure out which species you want to live. You know, nobody's going to hunt them down and kill them, but it's going to be what's it going to be? Agriculture, smelt, people, cattle. I mean, what's it going to be? I mean, already people are cutting back. The farmers are not even growing things this year. Cattlemen are selling their cattle. You look up one of your, your fellow supervisors, Pam Giacomini.
Yeah.
The water's dried up there and they have their grazing. Is in a great deal of trouble from what
and
I understand.
And obviously the winter rains for grazing
weren't there.
They're not there.
And there's not going to be any hay in the spring. And the economy of Shasta County is tied very heavily to agriculture and
we're agrarian up here. Yeah.
You know, if we don't grow crops, look at the report every year. That's one of our biggest issues up here.
Yep. Okay. We're going to take a break and come back. We've got just a lot of things we need to talk about. One of them, do you have something here for the water, though? I know you're looking something up here.
No, I just wanted to tell you, you've got Sheriff Pasenko listening to you streaming live in Los Angeles. We do have reserve deputies, very dedicated, serving free, had them for many years, a lot of good work for us.
That's what I thought he'd
there's
said.
There's your answer.
Yeah, I thought he'd have
thank
that.
You, Sheriff Pasenko.
Well, you know what, Tom? You listen all the time, and we appreciate that. We're going to take a break here. Les Baugh is our guest. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. When we come back, we want to talk. You know, I want to talk about the Clean Air Act too. I mean, this is Clean Air Committee what's the other word for it? We can destroy your economy with just one stroke of the pen. Committee.
That's it. That's the name of it.
We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What? Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, Linda has on the spot with Lindebaugh tonight, of course. I'm here with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms out there on Larkspur. And I was just in there yesterday, and John Bastiani has ammo. He has 38. He has all the ammo. He has all the calibers there, almost all the calibers and that you're shooting. Plus a huge selection of guns. And their gunsmithing, they're busy there. Locally owned, locally operated, will give you great deals, and they have ammo there because he stays up all night trying to find it all over the United States, and he gets it shipped in there. Good ammo. 38, 380, 45, 49. He's got 22 and 17, and guess what? Squirrel season's coming. Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. Our guest is, Les Baugh, and our supervisor, Les Baugh, and we've been talking the water, and now we want to, you know, the CARB. The Clean Air Resources Board, which is doing things that nobody. I mean, this is just a California
debacle
that they're putting. They're having to change all the filters and change out the engines in some cases of trucks here, of diesel trucks.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, this is. I mean,
it's a huge issue for the economy.
It is a huge issue because you're talking about putting people out of business here. Another group of people out of business.
Well, I'll share a local story that I have permission to share.
Sure.
You recognize the name Kathy Muse, Northern Lights Electrical.
Absolutely.
She and I were talking the other day. She had to buy a new fleet, and she has two perfectly good, almost new, but don't have the updates on them, parked.
Right.
In her truck parking lot, she cannot use. $200,000 sitting there, wasted. Just wasted. And you know what? If we replaced every truck in Northern California, and upgraded every truck, which I guess we're going to be required to do, every tractor, every diesel, anything, it still wouldn't make a 0.01% difference, and it wouldn't even register on California scale. We are not the source of the challenges, unless we receive Sacramento's air that blows up the valley. Then we have challenges. But of itself, Shasta County is not a problem.
Well, I know that, but that's just like the other things. Like they start talking septic systems and wells. It's a problem on the coast. It's a problem when you got bigger urban areas, but it's not a problem up here.
And we won on AB 885. We pushed that back.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And which brings us right back to the original discussion about why do we talk about a state of Jefferson?
Well, I guess that would be one of the reasons.
Because we continue to make laws in the state of California, that cannot possibly address the issues in Los Angeles and in Hayfork.
We are unique, and there's no one-size-fits-all.
You cannot make a rule that's going to work well.
There you go. Somebody just wrote, says that Shasta County Resource Management hired someone who just does marijuana enforcement.
We have code enforcement, and yes, we assigned a new man to marijuana enforcement.
And it looks like he's doing his job. He has issued notices of violation and referred them to the DA. Has the county done anything with them?
Oh, absolutely true. I think you have a figure of something like 400 outstanding cases, of which they've made a tremendous success. The challenge is when it gets down through code enforcement, what is the penalty? What is the end result? Sometimes, and most of the time, folks that are actually growing illegal aren't being penalized to the full extent that already exists under county ordinance. That, I think, is changing. I'm still advocating for a complete outdoor ban on medical marijuana growing in Shasta County.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Les. You are a total outdoor ban kind of guy.
Absolutely.
Right? Plant or 100 plants.
I've never changed. People say I've changed a lot that has something to do with something else in my life. Not true. 5 years ago, I brought forward an outdoor ban on growing and a ban on dispensaries. Nothing has changed. It's not a surprise.
Well, you know what? 3 or 4 years ago, we did that story after they, you know, started giving out the, after they said it was marijuana. We went up to Hayfork. We got phone calls from Hayfork in Trinity County.
Exactly.
And we did a series of shows up there, what it was doing to destroy people's lives. But we made calls to, Greenpeace and all these other, Sierra Club saying they are destroying the environment. They are dumping chemicals into the water systems. They are destroying things. They're putting, no bathrooms out there. They're destroying the environment. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? I mean, you're so quick to jump on,
anything else that impacts the environment.
And you know what the woman said, or all of them said? Well, that's not exactly in our purview. Well, here we are 3 years later, and finally it's hit that they're, bringing in feds and they're bringing in more money saying they're destroying the environment. Anybody that lives here
knows that
they're destroying the environment, and we've been beating that drum. And if they can't, you know what, when you say one and it becomes 100, if you say, oh, you can have one plant, it becomes 100.
It'll be a real clear line for our deputies if it's growing outdoors, if Shasta County enacts that ban. If it's growing outdoors, it's not permitted under Shasta County ordinance. Simple. Cut and dried. Yesterday or Tuesday at the board meeting, we sent a letter to Jared Huffman, House of Representatives, in support of H.R. 2735. And it itself identifies the challenges environmentally we're having with runoff from marijuana grows. And it's literally, you said it, Carl, it's destroying.
It is.
It's destroying.
They're bringing in chemicals from south of the border that we can't use up here because they don't care.
Illegal chemicals, runoff in Shingletown. Besides the water rights being stolen on a very large ranch up there, upstream, of course, they steal the water. They use it on the marijuana. And what happens? The water recycles back into the stream downstream. Two of her llamas died in her own pond on her own property from uphill marijuana runoff. Not right. Not fair.
Well, it seems like if we know that, we know where the plantations are, why aren't we going after them, Les?
Actually, that particular person is, and I'm cooperating with their attorney, and we brought him to the Shasta County Board to comment on our ordinances. That's Michael Smith. And I tell you what.
Now, Michael Smith is what, the rancher or the pot grower?
Representing the rancher. He's the attorney.
Okay. All right.
They are attacking it on a civil basis and on an environmental basis.
Why can't we attack it on a criminal basis?
Well, absolutely it's possible through the state agencies, through water control, through fish and game. That is a possibility, and we're working for it.
Why not at the local level?
What about the plants, though? I mean.
The plants we did. The damage stays, doesn't it? You take the plants out.
You've already taken the plants out.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I was getting at, is did you go after the grower?
Absolutely. It's part of the success that you were talking about earlier through code enforcement.
Yeah.
Many successes out there, and the more successes we have, the stronger message that goes out there. Did we take care of them all? No. There's way too many to take care of them all. We don't have the resources.
Yeah, I know. Okay. There's a question here. Has Donnell Ewert's department monitored the streams near the pot grower trailers for fecal coliform contamination?
I couldn't answer for Donnell. I would say that we absolutely know it's a challenge. You have people setting these old trailers with wood stoves in them, and the effluent is running right on the ground. No attempt.
Well, absolutely. That was some of the comments here. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but one of the things I just saw on news today is that the feds are going after pot stores in California. They're going after three of them. And because they're saying, hey, it's not legal. Marijuana is still illegal on the federal level.
And theoretically,
they could go after Montana and
Colorado
and Washington and shut them down and confiscate the property that they're on.
Well, you were aware of the DEA in the Anderson dispensary. They said many times they'd never taken a penny for their medical marijuana. And I believe there was $100,000 in the safe. Explain that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Les Ball, Supervisor Ball is our guest today.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The analog.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot for Linda Bott tonight. Supervisor Les Ball is with us, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? You know, it's Valentine's Day is coming. Outstanding examples of jewelry there, loose stones. He's got a direct conduit to Israel and diamonds. Leonard does. He's very, very reasonable prices, and I can't say enough about the fact that they have the only watch repair man in town. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Les, we've been talking about marijuana. We've been talking about public safety. We've been talking about the state of Jefferson. We've got about 5 minutes left. Is there anything that the border supervisors can do or is doing about bringing in business, encouraging business to come to Shasta County?
You know, that happens all the time. I think each supervisor probably has folks in the community that contact them and saying, I'm considering this development or this project or this business. I'll give you one recently that I announced at the board and actually on my Facebook page of all places. We're a very social society, aren't we now? I had a contact about 2 years ago from a man who wanted to, as he saw the economy sort of coming back, that was his prediction, he wanted to invest his own resources. They actually went to planning late last year with their $50,000 permit fee check, and I announced that they plan to build nearly 100 homes on Stevens Ridge. That's the area immediately south of Walmart and Anderson. It's in the county outside the city limits. And the ridge where you see the water tower from Cottonwood's water system, it moves between Anderson and Cottonwood on Ronda.
That area had problems with water before, right?
Well, no. The area that had problems was the former vineyards that is now Skyway.
They renamed it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they fixed that.
Okay, so there's not going to be a problem then.
And this is not connected to that.
Right.
It would be the other source of, approach for that that vineyards connection from Ronda Road if it is built out phase two or phase three of the project I'm talking about. But right now they don't connect.
Okay, so he wants to build housing out there. Okay,
he does.
That's good. Shasta County, I think, has got an untapped resource here. If I can throw this, I threw it out to Bassetti too. Was a retirement community. Taking a look at this, I know that Del Webb was going to put something out there, you know, out there south. And the only reason I'm saying this, it's low impact, but there's 1 degree difference between us and Palm Springs. We have sunshine, 320 days of the year? And you're talking about a low impact in the sense of, people coming in, but lots of money. That we've got so many natural resources out here, and we've got golf courses, we've got it all. I just think that encouraging somebody to build a retirement community out here, it might
You know, who knows? That could be something. This is not my idea. Yeah. It's a friend of mine's idea, but I thought, gosh, what a great idea that is.
Real estate agents will tell you that retiring seniors, are one of the major avenues for sales in Shasta County, period. Everywhere. Yeah. So, not just a specific community, but everywhere within the county.
Well, I think, you know what, we need to, I think we really need to, you know, you're looking at some of these magazines and all this, that we ought to actually put some money into saying, come to Shasta County, you know, and, you know, all the sunshine and all the things we have to do here. Just a thought.
I think one of the areas we need to really look at more appropriately for this area is some way to allow businesses who want to come up here to thrive and create the jobs that we so desperately need. Bringing retired people up here is all well and fine, but they require services.
That's right.
And it takes jobs in the community to provide the tax money to provide those services.
But that's right, and that's what happens when they do it. But new businesses. Do we give a break to new businesses up here? We've only got like about a minute left.
Well, I'll tell you what. We don't even have a business license fee. So yes, that is the case. Let me give you one other avenue the county recently helped promote business. Working with the city of Anderson, we developed the first tax sharing agreement between Anderson and Shasta County to help them annex the property that could put a lot of industry in Shasta County.
All right. Okay. We've run out of time. I'm sure we're going to have you back on again as we are every one of our supervisors. We need to keep pushing out there.
And proposed candidates.
And proposed candidates. Everybody gets their shot here. Les, thanks so much for being here today.
It's great.
Thanks for your service.
Trish, thank you. Carl, thank you.
You bet. Weekend's coming up, Trish.
Absolutely, pizza night up at Anselmo's tonight.
That's right. Linda'll be back tomorrow morning with us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
So many questions, but few answers so far regarding last night's deadly shootings at an Elkhart, Indiana grocery store. Police admit they may never be able to answer the most pressing question, why?
We're constantly trying to find what that missing piece of the puzzle is to tell us what the motive was and why he did this. But the unfortunate circumstances are that so many times, you know, the answers to some of those questions die with the person that did the shooting.
Police identify the gunman as 22-year-old Sean Bear of Elkhart. Two people were fatally shot before police killed the gunman. Juvenile charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon have been filed against a 12-year-old New Mexico boy suspected of opening fire on middle school classmates in Roswell. Also at SRNNews.com, unemployment and consumer prices. We got the word on both today.